All right, so up next we've got John Lester. John is also one of my best friends. What I love about John and this story in particular, which, by the way, it is about me. That's not why I picked it. John is a forensic accountant. Like, he travels the globe ensuring compliance with accounting rules. And yet, for whatever reason, when he steps in front of a room that's half comedians, like, he commands the room. Like, John is such an incisive and funny storyteller all the time. I kind of feel in a way like maybe he missed his calling, or else he is, like, by far the coolest dude in his batch of forensic accountants, which is probably true anyway. But, man, this story is real, real funny. I love it. So, yeah, here's John talking about breaking my spirits.
So, my story actually involves Mr. Eric Arnault. As Eric just said, we're friends. Eric and I have known each other for 10 years. We were roommates in college. Eric was in my wedding party, so we're very good friends. In college, we lived in an apartment that was the two of us and two more people, and we were all pretty nerdy, you know, computer science, chemistry, English, and I guess a business major, but I'm the exception. So we all had video game systems we had combined into our communal living room that we all had, you know, all set up in there. But obviously we all were owners of our own systems, and we were the masters of our own systems. Eric was the owner of the GameCube, and Eric was the master of that system. And for about a year, we'd been playing a game called Mario Kart Double Dash. We had spent many hours on this. We had all become very good at it, but Eric was, of course, the master, owned all the records, won more than he lost, and, you know, master of his domain. So my two passions in college, aside from sleeping and not going to class, were playing video games and drinking. So one Saturday night, after another round of drinking, I had come home, but had decided I was not so drunk that I would pass out. So I grabbed one of my roommates, not Eric's, Bacardi Raspberries, the very manly drink. Again, there were four men in this apartment. I grabbed one, popped the top, and thought, I'm going to play some Mario Kart. And I powered it up, and I looked at that welcome screen, and I said, no, not 50 cc's tonight. Tonight is a man's night. Tonight, we play 150 cc, mirror mode. So I played, and I vaguely remember playing. I remember there being a rainbow road at some point. And then I went to bed at whatever hour. Next morning, you know, I was an early riser. I woke up at the crack of noon and came back into the living room to see Eric sitting in front of the television. And he just gives me this stare that I've never seen before. The long, icy stare of death. And he points to the screen, and in a tone of what you would give your pets when they make a mess on the carpet, what did you do? And I thought, oh, crap, I broke the GameCube. What did I do last night? I was like, did I open it and puke in it, deciding it needed to run faster? I don't know. But what he's pointing at is the screen, and it's the record screen. And for some reason, instead of them all saying ECG, Eric Charles Garnault, they say J-O-N. On top of every single course in 150cc mirror mode. Eric looks at me and goes, when did you do this? I was like, I don't know. He's like, no, I played this last night and I had the records. What did you do? Well, I went and got drunk with Craig and Diane. And then I came back, and, oh yeah, I played Mario Kart. And that is how I may have broken Eric's spirit in Mario Kart Double Dash. And this was 8 years ago, and every time I tell this story, Eric still seethes with anger. I believe those records still stand on your Mario Kart. Yes. Moral of the story, apparently I'm good at the legal kind of drunk driving.
Okay, guys, so we're done. Like, we can all go home. Like,